sports news and sporting memories now from Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
And a very good morning to you as well, Audrey. Well, dramatic changes at the helm of the Irish soccer team over the weekend. New Irish soccer manager Stephen Kenny has appointed Keith Andrews, Damien Duff and Alan Kelly as the members of his backroom team. Now, still uncertain when his first game will be in charge and when he can get that squad in together and have a first session. But Gary Owen, the interim CEO of the FEI, hoping the Euro 2020 playoffs against Slovakia could now be played in the autumn time, maybe in November. He was speaking on Sunday Sport yesterday. Former professional footballer Paul Curry joins me on the line. Paul, no one could have foreseen the situation we find ourselves in right now, not even John Delaney. But how big a call was this over the weekend to put Stephen in charge right now?
Yeah, Darren, I think it was a big call by Gary Owens and his team. And I guess with so much uncertainty around at the moment, I think we've seen really good authority and leadership from the top of the FAI. And that's what we've asked for post-John Delaney's regime. I think there's real good clarity in what could have been quite a long, drawn-out process just with the qualifiers not knowing when they're going to be. So it's a massive statement of confidence in Stephen Kenny to take this job on and to lead us hopefully to the European Championships. But at the same time, I think we have to feel for Mick McCarthy in the fact that he didn't get to finish out the job that he's put a lot of time and effort into.
Stephen has risen through the ranks impressively in the domestic competition, but also with the Irish under-21s. But this is a massive step up, isn't it? And I wonder how big a gamble is it, because it looks like his first game in charge could be those playoffs.
And he will be quite unknown to many at this level. You know, obviously his CV is very much based with Dundalk and what he did in Europe, and I think that will stand to him, because I think tactically he showed his capabilities, particularly taking Dundalk so far in the European campaigns, but also with what he's done with the Irish 21s. And I think what we will take confidence from is the fact that he managed to stamp his way, his style of play on that team in such a short period of time, and that's something that he's going to have to work really hard to do, because we have some seriously important fixtures coming up. But what we do know of Stephen is he likes to play with freedom. He likes to put confidence in his players, and he will ask people to get on the ball and play. And I guess if you're an international player with potentially a lot of fixtures coming up, that bit of freedom and that belief that Stephen puts in his players will hopefully stand to them. But let's make no bones about it. He is coming in at a seriously important time, and the pressure will be on from the get-go.
Paul Curry, many thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland this morning. Going to be a very exciting and interesting couple of months ahead for the Irish soccer team. Well, our Sporting Moment series returns for a second week, and we're back this week with more. I have a couple of great moments coming up this week, but given the developments over the weekend, I decided to keep the soccer theme to this one, and we're going to zone in on Euro 88, the Republic of Ireland's first ever major finals. Let's hope Stephen Kenny can get us to another in the coming months.
Explain to them, I'm going to lay out the tactics and the strategy as to how they're going to win all these matches, Brian Lennon and myself.
How will you teach them?
Don't be intimidated by the occasion or by the quality of their opponents. Just know, have the confidence that they have the capacity and the skills to win, and go with that spirit, and then just apply their skills.
Would you agree with that, manager?
Completely, 100%.
Galvin gets the ball, looking for Aldridge. England defence in the mess. John Aldridge going for the high ball, trying to knock it down for Houtana. Goal! Have scored! Roy Houghton, less than 6 minutes gone in the game.
And Ireland's hero of the hour, Paddy Bonner, was a pleased man when I asked him after the game about his string of marvellous saves.
The wee guy from a place down in Donegal who sent me some holy clay, and I think that might have done the trick.
The scenes at the Irish Hotel last night were incredible, as family and friends of the players packed the bar for a sing-song that lasted a few hours. The players had to go to bed at midnight, but that didn't stop everyone else from continuing the celebration well into the morning.
And a marvellous goal! The volley coming in there from Ronnie Whelan, just inside the penalty area. What a goal, the saver!
Next, we're going to Hanover, where despite that late equalising goal by the Soviets, Irish fans made a great day and night of it.
Discussion now centering on how they can stay on if we reach the semi-finals. A few bank managers can expect a few phone calls.
The odds on Ireland winning the European Championship are now apparently reduced to 12-1, with odds of 5-1 on us reaching the final.
Following last night's draw with the Soviet Union, the Irish soccer team are now preparing for next Saturday's decisive match with Holland in the European Championship.
Good header away by McGrath. Koeman trying to volley in the first time. It's out to the ball, takes a wing to the back.
It was an unfortunate ricochet bounce and it sneaked in past Packy. I mean, it could have spun and gone the other way, but spun and went in and off the post, I think. I can't explain, you can't, you know, the last can only give you so much, you know. And the heat of the day has been incredibly hot out there.
Do you reckon the Dutch can go on to win it?
Wouldn't surprise me one little bit.
Magical times, Euro 88, sporting moments at rte.ie is the email address. Get in touch with your favourite memory.
Oh my goodness, takes us all back. Well, at least those of us who remember that that wonderful summer.